Robert Duncan's retirement as chancellor of the Texas Tech system was sudden. It's a result of labyrinthine and cowardly politics. It's my understanding that Duncan had another year left on his contract, but had been advised it probably wouldn't be renewed. His conflict with system regents is entirely of a selfish and political nature, owing to the Byzantine nature of the governor's power of appointment, the legislature, and the tantrum-throwing power of the former Democrat who's now chancellor of the A&M system. During the legislative session, local legislators did the right thing and fought for Texas Tech, eventually getting some funding for a new veterinary medicine school. Early on, I was told at the time, the governor was aboard with the vet school plan, and then when A&M Sharp got wind and began to throw political punches, Abbott abandoned the effort for Tech, which was still successfully carried out by State Representatives Dustin Burroughs and John Frullo. Remember that during this moment in time, Tech regents suddenly pulled the rug out from under everyone and backed away from the effort. It was odd at the time and not in the interest of the Tech system, but more in the personal interest of regents who value reappointment as such from the governor more than anything else. In short, regional legislators stayed the course to help Tech, and Chancellor Duncan, a former state senator, did too. But when Governor Abbott vacillated on the issue during the session and then switched sides, regents put their future reappointments ahead of Tech's long-term growth. A&M Sharp has, over the year, only ratcheted up pressure opposing Tech's growth, and this has led to an untenable position for Duncan. Fight for Tech and lose support from your bosses, the regents. And I think that is what happened in the murky political big picture. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.